see another investigation on the scale and scope of the church investigation.
Do you think that the CIA and military intelligence agencies and the FBI have used the emergency provisions, both in law and by emergency agency, to have contingency plans which threaten the liberty of American citizens?
The United States government has perfected a technological capability. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. There would be no place to hide. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny.
I mean, this Crooks kid that did this, that shot at the president, what, how, what happened?
I don't think the CIA is doing anything quite like MKUltra anymore.
Why do you think that?
I think you had the Church Commission hearings in the late 70s, and somehow things got exposed, and then when a bureaucracy is forced to be formalized.
After the Allied victory in Europe of World War II on May 8, 1945, the Office of Strategic Services, the intelligence agency formed during World War II, conducted Operation Paperclip, a program in which over 1,500 Nazi German scientists, technicians, and engineers were smuggled into the United States. President Truman's order concerning Operation Paperclip expressly excluded anyone even remotely associated with the Nazi Party. However, the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, a subcommittee of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expunged from public record all Nazi Party affiliations in regards to the German scientists. From this exodus of evil sprung a variety of mind control operations. The Central Intelligence Agency succeeded the Office of Strategic Services during World War II as a result of the National Security Act of 1947, which granted the CIA no police or law enforcement functions either at home or abroad to coordinate secret espionage activities against the Axis powers for the branches of the United States Armed Forces. Secretly, Project Chatter was conducted in order to identify agents synthetic and natural that could enhance interrogation. Project Bluebird experimented with the possibility of using humans as mind-controlled warfare agents. CIA Director Alan Dulles was quoted as complaining that they did not have enough human guinea pigs to try these extraordinary techniques. Thus, officially, the MKUltra project was sanctioned in 1953. The project received over $25 million and involved hundreds of experiments on human subjects at 80 different institutions.
I give the CIA a total credit for sponsoring and initiating the entire consciousness movement, counterculture events of the 1960s.
Human experimentation on the U.S. population finally crept into the public eye when, in the summer of 1975, Congressional Church Committee reports revealed to the public for the first time that the CIA and the Department of Defense had conducted experiments on both unwitting and cognizant human subjects as part of a huge program to control human behavior through the use of psychoactive drugs.
I'm Christy Nicola, born July of 1962, rendering me 32 years of age. I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. All these experiments were performed on me in conjunction with mind control techniques and drugs in Tucson, Arizona. He often tied me down in a cage, which was near his office. Between 1972 and 1976, he and his assistants were sometimes careless and left the cage unlocked. Whenever physically possible, I snuck into his office and found files with reports and memos addressed to CIA and military personnel.
Recent declassified documents reveal the CIA's interrogation tests involving one of their own unwitting agents with an AI computer. This virtual interrogator from 1983 paved the way to carry out AI chatbot interviews with an unknowing public. The techniques of interrogation, control, and mental manipulation have been brought into the modern world on a global scale.
The necessary condition is that if some part of the deep state's doing it, you know, we can barely know what's going on.
Right.
John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
Hello, going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The American Journal with Chase Geyser. A testament to America's resilience and resolve.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Harrison Smith will be in studio this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central hosting the War Room. And, of course, the great Alex Jones will be hosting the Alex Jones Show at 11 a.m. Central. As always, from the InfoWars Command Center located in the heart of Texas, we are fighting the New World Order, the globalists, the leftists, and now, finally, the Maoists at the highest levels, which is why they're trying to shut us down relentlessly. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the UK, because it applies directly to what's happening here in the United States of America. What we're seeing happen in Europe, what we're seeing happen in the UK, which I know technically is not part of the European Union, but still has adopted all of the same globalist policies as the European Union, despite the fact it's not even legally compelled to anymore because its leaders have totally sold out, is foreshadowing for what will happen in the United States if we continue to allow tens of millions of people who hate us to come into our country through the southern border, now through the Canadian border as well. We are witnessing the sponsored invasion of our country by a political class who hates us, an invasion of people who hate us, who will refuse to assimilate with any of our values, who despise us not only because of our values, but because of the success that comes as a result of our values and the threat that individual freedom is to political power. Because when there is a free society, a democratic society, for lack of a better term, that actually has the power to hold its people accountable, that is the antithesis to everything that anyone who seeks power could possibly want. That is why kings for hundreds of years were coronated by the Pope, so they could claim that they were on the throne by the very word and power of God himself, represented by the Pope, his representation on earth, God's representation on earth. Because if they could call or invoke divine intervention to justify their total power over the world, then they could ensure that their people would never threaten that authority. A people who were, at the time, very devout. So we know from history that leaders have hated, whether it's the Senate in Rome, whether it's Caesar after Caesar, whether it's kings and queens, leaders have always hated, disrespected, and despised the people. Let them have cake. So when we have these leftists come up and just after manifesting a coup and saying that they love democracy and they love the people so much, despite the fact that they literally brazenly disregarded the will of the people in this primary election cycle, just like they did in 2016 against Bernie Sanders, it is total bullcrap. Blatantly evil. It's adding insult to injury. It's like pouring salt on the wound. But I want to show you this clip because I was on Candace Horbach's podcast last week, and it was an amazing podcast episode. I had a lot of fun. She flew me out to her place in North Carolina, and we did this episode. This is clip number 18 we're going to show here in a second. And this clip went semi-viral on Instagram. Instagram censors me. Whenever I have a viral clip on Instagram, if it gets 100,000 or more views, I lose 100 followers. It's like antithetical. So as soon as I gain followers from a clip, it's almost like the algorithm shows something it knows people who follow me won't like from me so that they unfollow me. It's this thing where I'm just stuck at like 70,000 followers or something like that on Instagram. Just fine, whatever. But people in the comments are saying, lies, 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 lies. This is Islamophobic. This is xenophobic. I'll tell you one thing right now. I am 100% xenophobic because Western culture is superior, and anything that isn't Western culture is a threat to Western culture. So yes, I am afraid of other cultures. The definition is xenophobia. And I'll tell you what, I am Islamophobic. I am opposed to Islam. And ask anyone who isn't a Muslim why they aren't a Muslim and see if they can come up with an answer that doesn't sound Islamophobic. My personal reason is I don't want to worship some dude that you can't draw a picture of that bangs 9-year-olds. Okay? So yeah, I'm Islamophobic. I'm xenophobic. I have a right to be. It is correct to be Islamophobic and xenophobic. This is clip number 18.
What's happening in the UK right now, and you just see like massive amounts of people.
A lot of these riots are Muslims walking around with baseball bats and machetes and just beating the shit out of random white people. I have a major problem with Islam. Even before all the dementia stuff, this dude was notoriously stupid and corrupt at the same time. His wife dies in a very mysterious way in the 70s and then in a car accident because of a drunk driver randomly, and then suddenly he's marrying the nanny, right, which is Jill.
Everyone admitted how unlikable she was, and they kind of pushed her to the side, and now she's powerful. I'm with her.
Every day that goes by, as she's still the candidate, it looks like she's definitely going to be the candidate.
She is showing really impressive numbers.
Yeah, but Hillary showed really impressive numbers too in 2016. She got her ass kicked.
It's arguably inevitable that the global reserve changes from USD to something else.
I think the CIA created Bitcoin as a beta test.
I heard that recently, yeah.
Do you know what Satoshi Nakamoto means in Japanese?
No, I don't.
Central Intelligence.
Really?
Look it up.
Great episode. Check it out on our YouTube channel. Follow her on Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. You can follow her at Candace Horbash or Eva Lavia, her other name. Whichever you prefer, that's up to you. But in the comments, so many people said, this is lies. All these protests are right-wing extremists. And we've seen videos of judges in their curly Q hats just coming out and saying how egregious the crimes against humanity are for those on social media who are griping about the sponsorship of their government of these migrants who are raping and murdering their children and their women. We've seen clip after clip of just incessant leftist bureaucrat in the United Kingdom threatening to now announcing that they're going to free 5,000 criminals like Barabbas so they can make room in their prisons for these people on social media who are inciting violence, these right-wing extremists. Oh, it's just right-wing extremists that are responsible for these mobs. Let's look at clip number 14 here. Is this a right-wing extremist mob that's just inciting violence? One guy at a pub, Palestine flag walks by in the United Kingdom. What the hell is that flag doing there? He's by himself. There's a whole mob walking by. They cut in, masked up, and they just start beating the hell out of this guy. Getting up on him. It's not even a fair fight. At least when I challenge Harry Sisson to a duel, I mean, you know, one-on-one, it's not like I'm going to sick the whole crew on him. So who's the violent mob here? There's one guy. This is infuriating. These people are trash. They are inbred, incestuous trash. 40% of marriages from the region between first and second cousins. Most of them from first cousins. Trash. The woman from Algeria who won the gold medal in boxing is from a remote location notorious for inbreeding. No wonder she's got a vagina and an XY chromosome at the same time. That's a recessive genetic disorder caused by marrying your cousins. If you marry your cousins and have children with them for 1,000 years, you are going to have an angry, mentally handicapped, and retarded population that is the entire Middle East, and it's all because of Islam. The religion is trash. I'm sorry. And I know there are a lot of good Muslims out there, and I'm sorry if it's a faith that's empowered you and heightened your spiritual life. I'm not trying to just berate you because of your religion, but I'm telling you, it is an incorrect religion. It is garbage, and it has amounted to the genetic deterioration of an entire people. The people who invented chess, the people who invented algebra itself, haven't accomplished anything since Muhammad set foot on the desert sands because of this inbreeding that has gone on for 1,000 years. It is garbage, trash, trash. I'm sorry, but it is. And if we want to fight against this, we want to stop this from happening, then we should actually, instead of berating Joe Rogan in clip 11 here, instead of berating him and chiding him for saying nice things about RFK Jr. or for saying that Kamala is doing a good job, maybe we should listen to him, because this is an example of a reasonable, not corrupt person who is highlighting the weaknesses in this campaign to save America and humanity itself. Clip number 11.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. And I don't think they thought she was going to be able to do that.
Uh-uh.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can coach somebody, bro. It ain't hard. I mean, maybe she just practiced.
Who are these coaches? There's public speakers and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Public speaking coaches. Yeah. There's political speech analysts. There's people that
imagine if there's
teach
comedians.
People how
what
to
David
teach?
Lucas gets hired to give her like some one-liners.
Listen.
I mean, there's a crazy world where there's like that where there's somebody goes, you need a couple zingers in your back pocket. I don't
100%.
Know. 100%. Because if that's not your world and your brain doesn't operate like that, Trump's does. Trump is looking at, like, you know, to make a little put down, or he's just quick in that way.
Listen,
so
he is quick in that way. Also, it would behoove him to hire a few great comics to just tour with him and just write one-liners about all these different people.
I mean,
if he could remember them, I mean, I know he likes to go off his own head, but sure. If he could remember a few Hinchcliffe bangers, if he hires Hinchcliffe to take him on the road, insane that would be.
Yeah, dude.
Hinchcliffe writing bangers for Trump to shit on people.
Comedy cures, and it also is like sometimes what kind of just pushes things over the top.
The thing you're getting from him is, you know, no one is coaching him. Right? You know, he's going off the cuff. Yeah. You know, nobody gets to tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. When he goes out there and he talks about things, it's like he's just off the cuff. Off the cuff. And that's why it gets sideways sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little fumbly sometimes. But what I'm saying is that she did was like a pro. She did that like a pro.
Yeah.
That's where it gets dangerous. Because
you don't think that was calculated. You think that was off the cuff, like just responding
hers?
To what was. Yeah.
No, that was a 100% planned out thing.
Yeah.
100%.
I want to run 31 just kind of as B-roll. You can have the sound up a little bit on it. This is a commercial. This is going to highlight the ridiculousness that will be the United States of America if we allow Kamala Harris to become the president of the United States, if we allow Waltz the Maoist to be the vice president of the United States, who will wield her like Cheney wielded Bush. This is the type of invasion that we are about ready to see. Clip number 31 here. This is ridiculous. This is a shampoo commercial that follows the rules of Sharia law. Unbelievable. That's what happens when
she's a never nude.
It's what happens when you bang your cousin for 1,000 years, man. Stuff like that just manifests and people just accept it as normal behavior. Unbelievable. Oh, it's a parody video. Great. Self-corrected. The parody is so close to reality that it's almost impossible to distinguish. I wonder if they even have shampoo commercials in the likes of the United Arab Emirates or the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or in Iran. It's probably forbidden. But unbelievable here. We've got lone men being attacked. We've got the leftists in just radical extremists in comments saying that these protests are just far-right extremists. It's total baloney, and it's happening right before our eyes, all while Joy Reid, in clip number 8, is losing her mind over an X space with Elon Musk and Donald Trump because freedom of speech is something that is the greatest threat to their political narrative. They hate X more than anything because it is the small leak in a great ship that is total narrative control that will sink their entire monopoly over the conversation that they've had for decade after decade. Let's watch clip number 8.
What is wrong with this man? He literally blew his whole campaign in one Twitter Spaces. His campaign staff must be pulling all their hair out. They're gonna be bald headed like me. But not as cute.
So why is clip number 13 too. This is yet another clip of Joy Reid just being, you know, totally rational and not a lunatic. At least she shaved the Donald Trump wig off of her head.
Republicans like Vance and Trump advisor Stephen Miller, who is tangentially connected to Project 2025,
tangentially connected,
has made it a point to block these
Walls is tangentially connected
Project
to Mao.
2025, folks like Miller, Vance, and Trump want to nationalize their long-term goal of putting a stop to what they call anti-white racism. Which is just another way of saying we're sick of America being held accountable for actual racism. Under Project 2025, the Department of Justice would play the central role in executing their national policy of reversing racial progress. They would force the DOJ's Civil Rights Division,
which
is responsible for enforcing federal statutes that prohibit discrimination based on race, color, or religion, or sex, disability, or national origin, to refocus, moving away from what they call affirmative discrimination and ensure, quote,
so racism is wrong unless it's racism against white people. This is just brilliant. And meanwhile, we've had a history over decades of Tim Walz exhibiting stolen valor, but it's not just him. He's been propped up by pundit after pundit and leftist after leftist. Look at Pelosi here in clip number 10, praising Walz for his courage on the battlefield. battlefield where she was never on.
We'll hear from Congressman, well, Command Sergeant Major Tim Walz. And I was so moved by some of what Tim has said in this. He said he taught these young people in high school, and then he had to lead them in the armed services. So he has, he knows the potential of our young people and what we put at risk when we send them into harm's way without the equipment that they need. He will speak for himself, but I want him to know how much we all appreciate his service to our country, whether it's in the classroom or on the battlefield.
Yeah, so in 2021, Pelosi saying on the battlefield regarding Tim Walz, no correction there, no issue there. It's just, it's akin to when the Canadian Parliament stood up and gave a standing ovation for a Nazi. This is just our leaders exhibiting false valor, giving false credibility to people who just don't deserve it, bad people, frankly. And they're just acting like nothing happened. They're trying to make it a nothing burger. But I'm telling you, folks, these people are going to run this country into the ground intentionally, not just accidentally or inadvertently through incompetence or stupidity. They're going to do it intentionally if we don't stand up to them, similar to how this pub owner in clip number 9 stood up years ago to Keir Starmer. Now you can see Keir Starmer exhibiting his desperation and vitriol and just desire for total vengeance in some of the policies that he's enacting right now. But the people in the UK knew this years ago, and they exhibited it in the small example, clip number 9. We need to do this on a massive scale to all of these leftists. I'm telling you right now, no leftist is allowed in my home. I will not associate, affiliate, or do business with, as far as I can possibly avoid it, with these leftists. They are evil. Clip number 9.
That man is not allowed in my pub. Get out of my pub. Go on. Get out of my pub.
Look at that cuck.
Thank you.
We either stand up to these people like that man stood up to Keir Starmer, or we get more of the same. The Sean Ryan Show has been an absolutely amazing podcast. God, I would love to be on that podcast one day, or I'd love to have Ben Studio. He's always welcome here as far as I'm concerned. But in clip number 19, he talks about how his podcast has raised awareness to the fact that we've been giving millions upon millions of dollars to established terrorist organizations every month in the Middle East, and raising awareness for that is putting a stop to it finally. Clip number 19.
This team has got this in front of Congress, not just us, but all the people that have been involved with this lead up. It looks like we're going to shut down over $1 billion of funding a year to the Taliban. The government is aiding the Taliban now. And so we brought attention to that. Tim Burchett brought it to Congress and brought up the fact that, hey, we're sending $87 million a week to the Taliban. He wrote a bill up. It passed the House. Now it's going to the Senate. So we're making waves and we're pissing a lot of people off. And we're shutting funding down to one of the biggest terrorist organizations in the world.
Wow.
So that brings a certain amount of fear. I don't think it's any secret how corrupt our government is, and all the Boeing whistleblowers have been assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tried to assassinate Kavanaugh, the Epstein judge they tried to assassinate. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm just a
now,
crazy.
If we don't stand up like Sean Ryan has been standing up for America, then we're going to be run by people like Goggins here in clip number 20, who can't even remember the script that he's supposed to have after this mass shooting occurred, allegedly. But clip number 20, watch this. This is Goggins, and I just want to put this out here. I'm going to add to the list of Destiny and Harry Sisson. David Hogg, excuse me, not Goggins. Pardon me. David Hogg. I'm going to add to the list of people who I challenge to a duel this guy right here, clip number 20. Watch this. It's unbelievable. I can't believe I missed this video when it came out years ago.
One of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe, in the same hallway as the shooter. Hold on. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live. Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill, so we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
It's okay. You're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of... I wasn't... Hold on.
It's okay.
When I was going out...
You want guys like this running the country?
I don't know how to put this in
perspective. You got to stand up. Or how about clip number 22? We got Samwise Gamgee going on the campaign trail in bloated fashion for Kamala Harris. This is unbelievable, too. 22.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Here I am in downtown Chicago at the corner of East Grand and West Grand. And I just decided that I need to get out and start campaigning for Kamala Harris for president. I got back from overseas yesterday, and I was going to head home and be with my beautiful wife and my gorgeous children. And then I remembered that I fashioned myself some sort of a leader, at least in my own mind. And the only kind of leadership that means anything anymore is leadership by example. So I'm going to head over to
you want this guy running the country?
Indiana, my old stomping ground, where Christine
stealing the Lembas bread while you're sleeping,
where she's from,
trying
and
to go into Mordor.
I spent so much time. And did you know that it shares a border with Michigan? Interesting. Stay tuned.
Oh, what a cuck! All right, well if that doesn't do it for you, then do you want people like clip number 23 running? Do you want the KJP's running? Do you want the Kamala Harris's running? Let's see a list of all of Kamala's just outstanding accomplishments. Clip number 27 here.
What does the president see as the vice president's biggest achievement during their time in office together?
So look, because they've been partners, those achievements have been done, certainly those historic, unprecedented achievements have been done together. I'll say this, the president believes in the vice president's leadership, her temperament, her experience, and he has said this himself. One of the proudest decisions that he made in 2020 was selecting her as vice president because he believed that she can go on day one. And you've seen them do that together on day one of this administration. That doesn't change. I'm not going to parse out anything from here. They have been partners. She's been a critical partner for this president for during this term and will continue to do so. You will see them together on Thursday in Maryland where they would talk about their next announcement on lowering costs for the American people.
So there's not a specific policy achievement. It's a comprehensive whole.
I would say it's a comprehensive whole.
And if that doesn't do it for you, let's just look at Harris and Smith doing a brilliant job making a list of all the conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. So if you don't believe that Samwise Gamgee is a cuck, if you believe that David Hogg is just a great guy and not following a script, if you believe that Kamala Harris has accomplished so much and that KJP is not just lying on behalf of her for the sake of total power, if you don't believe that there was a coup, if you don't believe that Tim Walz is a mouse, despite the fact that we've had people call in that went to China with him in 1995 and speak about it for 23 minutes about how he defended what happened in Tiananmen Square, about how he prevented them from interfering when the People's Liberation Army was beating to death a cripple on the street, about how Mao was seen buying dozens of little red books before singing Hey Jude in karaoke bars in China in 1995. If you don't believe all these things about how evil and stupid these people are, if you don't believe that our government has the audacity to fund tens of millions of dollars a month to Al-Qaeda specifically, then let's just look at these conspiracy theories, which have all been leftist deep state backed, laid out right before our eyes from the great Harrison Smith in clip 23.
These conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones? The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HAARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and
there
disinformation agencies,
and
Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamineral Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the American Journal, where Chase Geyser brings America's stories to the forefront. Oh, I just died
in your arms tonight. It must have been welcome something back to the American said. Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I've been doing this for 27 minutes, and I'll open up the phone lines in about 20 minutes or so. Give you a chance to screen some calls. I'd like to do calls for the last hour of the show, leading up to the broadcast from the great Alex Jones out of the InfoWars Command Center here in Austin, Texas. 11 a.m. Central, every day, sometimes on Saturdays, always on Sunday through Friday. Hopefully we do cover the DNC tonight, even though it is egregiously boring. InfoWars does make it bearable to watch such a boring display of false affection for the American people by cutting in scenes from Team America or Transformers classic movies with Alex Jones. You know, it was funny last night. I was sitting next to Alex. I don't think that we were on air, but he was playing Team America, and Rob Huertos was doing an awesome job of cutting back and forth from Team America to Biden speaking. And I'm just dying laughing because it was just so funny to see the vomiting and then Biden and then the vomiting and then Biden. And I just look over at Alex and I go, you know, this is why they sued you for $1.5 billion, right? He just starts dying laughing. This is why they want to bring us off the air, because we're just cutting back and forth from this scene to Joe Biden's face. It's just so obnoxious. But there is a report now, something to make you sick, that the Biden administration is rushing digital ID plans. Apparently, the Biden administration is working to expedite widespread adoption of digital IDs, including driver's licenses. A draft executive order indicates digital IDs are a contentious concept, primarily because of the concentration of eventually the entirety of people's sensitive private information in centralized databases controlled by the government and on people's phones, client side. Which in turn, of course, brings up the issues of technical security, but also privacy and the potential for dystopian-style mass surveillance. This is the objective, right? This is the whole real, genuine purpose behind these digital IDs. They want you to have an ID for everything in life that you need so you can get approval from the government to have it. But, of course, you don't need an ID to vote because voting is, you know, supposed to be stolen by enemies of America to ensure that these leftists who want to invoke and impose digital IDs on all law-abiding citizens can be elected into power despite the fact that they're abundantly unpopular. And if you need evidence for how unpopular they are, actually, we should show clip number 35. This was a Biden rally last week. I'm not sure if you saw it on the American Journal or not, but look at people filing away in clip number 35, just trying to leave. Yeah, they're lined up to leave. It's like looking at a line for a Disney ride, only instead of trying to get in, they're trying to get out. Mass migrants seen leaving Biden rally. This is why they have to have celebrities open up for them. Because nobody wants to listen to this deranged man read from a script written by Jill. Absolutely disgusting.
The workers are being used for medical debt. We're stopping that too.
And all the media can do, rather than report on any of this really accurately, all they can do is complain about the mispronunciation of Kamala's name. I guess I've been saying it wrong. Apparently it's Kamala, not Kamala. And the reason I've been saying it wrong apparently is because I'm racist, which I'm not. I am Islamophobic and I am xenophobic, but I'm not a racist. I don't believe that people are inherently inferior or superior because of their immutable characteristic of their race. I just believe that people are inferior or superior based on the decisions they make, namely the religions they choose and the cultures they adopt, which is a choice that you make. It's not something you're born with. It could be something you're born into, but not something you're born with. You can change your religion. You can adopt another culture. You can assimilate somewhere else. You can become enlightened to the superiority that is Western culture. I am a proud Western chauvinist, but in clip number 41, you got to see here, CNN had a meltdown because Kamala's name was mispronounced. Clip number 41.
Mm. Michael.
That sounds like self-hatred and justification of white supremacy. And let me just say this, because this congresswoman is a wonderful human being, but when you disrespect Kamala Harris by saying you will call her whatever you want, I know you don't intend it to be that way. That's the history and legacy of white disregard for the humanity of black people.
So now you're calling me racist.
I just said you weren't a racist.
That is complete.
No, you don't have to intend racism
accomplish. You are intending that
your disrespect of Kamala Harris is part and parcel of a tradition of disrespect.
Congresswoman, why can't you just?
I'm not calling you a racist. I'm saying what the practice is. What's disgusting is your disrespect of her.
Professor,
this gentleman said, I didn't know her name.
What's disgusting to women is her disrespect of women. She doesn't know what a woman is. And if 25 years ago,
white women don't have the ability to tell black women who paid the price of blood to make this country what it is to tell them they're not real women.
25 years ago,
they care for your baby.
25 years ago, I became the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. I fought my way through it.
This isn't the first time that they've said that using the mispronouncing her name is racist. I mean, look at clip number 39 here. Mika says that mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name is just part of the patriarchy. It's part of racism, apparently. Clip number 39.
And I've heard from inside Republican circles and right-wing media that the hate campaign against Kamala Harris has begun. You'll notice they purposefully pronounce her name wrong. They say Kamala. They do it all the time. It is on purpose. But the talk is to start that hate campaign and get it going and start it churning.
And of course, 3 years after announcing Kamala Harris as his vice presidential candidate, Joe Biden still cannot pronounce her name correctly. Let's just run clip number 40. It's a short 44-second clip and see how Joe Biden pronounces her name.
All along, but Kamala and Doug and Jill and I knew as well.
That's even worse than Kamala. I mean, we may be putting the emphasis on the wrong syllables, but Kamala is way off. Let me ask you, Joe, did you read it before you heard it? Did you read it before you heard it? Unbelievable. And she's now advocating for price control. We know it's going to lead to shortages. And it's so incompetent, so stupid, so not grounded in historical precedence. All the evidence shows that all these communist policies are so terrible that it really does seem like this is intentional. It seems like the perfect concoction of poison for a population in order to bring about suffering that allows for the political extermination of enemies and just total conglomeration of power. I mean, think about it. If you know that putting in price caps for groceries will lead to shortages because no one will make those groceries, provide those services, ship those products if they can't make money doing so. If you know that it leads to shortages, then you can simultaneously create the shortage and the desperation while claiming that you were fighting against the shortage and the desperation by enacting price caps to eliminate gouging. And then you can blame capitalism for this failure, even though it was the Maoist policy that resulted in the failure, the same failure that resulted in the 60 million people who starved to death between 58 and 62 under Maoist China during the Great Leap Forward. And so you get the moral high ground. You get to manipulate the masses into thinking you tried to prevent the inevitable outcome of an evil capitalist regime, while simultaneously creating the suffering and desperation that you need in order to justify expanded government services and total control. You realize that Kamala Harris would choose for you and your family specifically, if they saw your faces, if she was looking you in the eyes, she would choose, I want them to starve to death. It's unfortunate, but if they need to starve to death in order for me to get power, that's a decision I'm willing to make. That's what advocating for these policies is really, truly doing or saying. What she's really, truly doing or saying is, it's okay with me if innocent people die of starvation in the United States of America to the tune of tens of millions of people if it means that I will have total power. That's how sick and maligned and obtuse and evil and incompetent and just conspiratorial and desperate these people are. This is Maoist leftist trash. They don't even have the support of their own party, who leaves their rallies in lines, who protests to the tune of tens of thousands outside of their own convention, and they're going to act like they're going to win this election. They're going to try to steal it, folks. It's got to be too big to rig. We got to fight harder now than ever. More news on the other side.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. people have really responded to this truth. I've been on air 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You want to be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Footage of people leaving the rallies. We've seen the footage last night of people leaving the DNC because it was just so tiresome and boring. We've seen the footage of thousands of people protesting outside of the DNC, leftists protesting against the DNC outside of the DNC. There were more people outside protesting the DNC than there were people inside celebrating it. And those who were inside celebrating it, many of them paid to be there, some of them thousands of dollars to be there. Oh, lies, 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 lies. No real support. They have to feign support so when they steal the election, they can manifest some semblance of reasonable doubt that it was stolen. It's like positively Soviet, positively Maoist, this cult of personality they're trying to establish around this incompetent person. The fact that they're even using the word joy to describe Kamala is straight from Mao. I think the slogan for the Little Red Book was Mao's words bring joy. This is all walls. He is... The Cheney to Bush is the walls to Kamala. She's always been a puppet. She's always been on her knees, working her way to the top, you know, like a good old girl. She's always been selling out, doing what needs to be done in order to compromise her way up to the top. She did the same thing in the debates in 2020, where she accused Joe Biden of being a rapist and came very hard after him several times and then immediately accepted the position of vice presidential candidate upon being asked. I mean, this is someone who has compromised her way to the top. She is a shell of a human being, and she will be run by someone else. Just like Joe Biden was a useful idiot and then became a useless idiot, she is now the new useful idiot for the deep state, for the Walzes of the world. They are not to be underestimated. They are very politically savvy. They understand how to manipulate and conduct psychological operations on massive populations for the sake of political power at the expense of the rights and justice for all people. This is anti-human Depopulation, Kamala cost level crap. It's satanic. They don't even know it's satanic, and it is. That's how subversive Satan is. Most Satanists don't realize that they're operating in conjunction with the political mission of the ultimate evil. They don't understand that they're operating totally antithetical to the nature of God, to the intentions or designs of God, to the plan of God. And of course, God wins in the end, but we have to determine as human beings what that victory for God looks like. We know that his plan will be manifest ultimately in the end, but we get to determine how that plan comes about, how we arrive at the inevitable conclusion of ultimate victory of good over evil. Are we going to suffer along the way? Are we going to experience more genocides along the way? Are we going to experience starvation and injustice along the way? Or are we going to arrive at the rapture with just and moral and value-oriented policies and cultures and ways of life and perspectives? As individuals, as Americans, and as nations, are we going to arrive at the rapture justly, or are we going to be forced into it because of our failures and our sins as a people, as individuals? I mean, even CNN now is admitting that Kamala's plans for price control are just BS. This is clip number 40. I normally don't like to run CNN clips because CNN is so boring. It's almost as boring as the DNC. But this is important to see this woman talk about how Kamala is just full of crap on these price controls. 43.
Catherine, I read your piece and I heard you just mention it. The federal ban on price gouging for groceries. You are skeptical of this. Why?
Well, first of all, nobody can explain what price gouging means. It's like that old line about pornography. I know it when I see it, in the sense that what does it mean to have an excessive price or an excessive profit margin? That seems to be shorthand for a price or a profit margin that bugs me, that seems too high. So, it's very hard to pin down what this would actually mean. If you look at the legislation that, as I mentioned, is already in the Senate, led by Senate Warren and Senator Bob Casey and a slew of others, the particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean, which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets, it's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in DC, which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before: Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages, it leads to black markets, plenty of uncertainty. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices because of some of the other language in it. Things like requiring companies, public companies, to disclose in their quarterly reports, their quarterly earnings reports, how they're setting prices, which is a great way to help them collude, which normally we don't want them to do. So anyway, the devil's in the details, I guess, for that bill, but it's really hard for me to imagine
the details, isn't it?
Any form of legislation that preserves the spirit of what she's proposing that would not be, at best do nothing, at worst cause a lot of harm.
There you go. Abundantly obvious. Will anybody wake up? Let's take your calls. Let's open up the lines. Give the crew a chance to screen calls. Please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Open lines. Talk about whatever you want. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you for the duration of the final hour before the great Alex Jones goes on the air at 11 a.m. Central from our command center located here in Austin, Texas. I will be taking your call. So please, 877-789-2539. In the meantime, while we have Kamala Harris totally wielded by Tim Walz for his Maoist agenda and communist exploitation of the American people. This is all part of a massive subversion of national sovereignty on a global scale, whether it's Chinese national sovereignty or Russian national sovereignty or American national sovereignty. This is all a way to break us down as an independent nation so that they can usher in a one world government and globalist committee to rule the world. And we see this manifest in different ways, whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the WHO, whether it's the United Nations, or whether it's NATO, constantly running ads, constantly running psychological operations to get the people of the world comfortable with these distant committees and groups in distant lands running every policy at the highest levels of the world. Let's just show clip number 45 here. The WF officially announcing its plan for just total global control. This is clip 45.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomena, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not, just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body. Maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
We'll be right back with your calls. We have a break coming up in 30 seconds. I do want to remind you to please visit InfoWarsStore.com. That little speech from Yuval Noah Harari is absolutely terrifying and 100% accurate. We are arriving at a brave new world where your thoughts, emotions, sentiments, your deepest notions will be monitored and surveilled by a new world order, one world government. If we don't do something about this, we have to fight. And the best way to fight is by sharing this broadcast, sharing our videos, and going to InfoWarsStore.com to keep freedom of speech and truth broadcasting worldwide to millions of people every single day.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers, and these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus their great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.